Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly, and special edition with our driver analyst, Juliana Myers.
Woo!
Well,
thanks for having me, ladies.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
I'd already lost my pen.
Well, we felt like no song summed that this weekend up better than that, so.
Absolutely.
And Jay Howard would agree.
I think so. So shout out Jay Howard. That one's for you, buddy.
Yep.
Yep. That one's for Jay. All right. Let's warm up the tires on the special Indy 500 wrap up. So obviously we're going to be talking about the Indy 500 and then we're going to maybe touch a few anecdotes from the victory banquet that we're still recovering from. And then we got to look forward to Detroit.
We sure do.
So let's get started. Let's talk about the Indy 500. Let's talk about this past weekend.
All right. So, carb day.
Boy, it was hot.
It was hot as hell.
It was hot. It was my first one.
That's right. So we got there, watched some practice. Practice was good.
Yeah.
Then we had the pleasure of opening for Off Track with Hinge and Rossi. So that was pretty cool.
That was real fun.
It was very fun.
We had the Yugos crew chief, Richard Jones, and then Donald Davison told stories without any prompting.
Without any prompting.
No prompting.
He could have talked for hours, I think.
Yeah. And we asked but one question.
We did. We did. Oh, he's a funny guy.
He is.
So, but yeah. Yeah, Richard Jones was great.
He was. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing more stuff with the Yugos, I think. They're a great team.
Yeah, yeah. And it was very cool because you just won the, what was it, the Clint Brower, Browner?
Clint Brawner.
Like, Brawner, there we go.
Kind of like the paper towels, but not.
Yes. But which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So
good on him.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah.
And then we went over to the concert for a little bit. Got to hear some Train.
Got to hear some.
Like two songs of Blues Traveler.
Some Blues Traveler? Yeah.
They did not quite play for the hour and a half that I thought they were going to.
Yeah, it seemed short on both.
Concerts. Probably because it was so fucking hot.
Oh my god.
People were dropping like flies everywhere.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it didn't get any better the rest of the weekend, I'll say that about the heat.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. But, I mean, at least it didn't rain during race.
That's true. We did not have any rain on race day.
We did not. I was gonna say, we hit the concert and then.
And then we partied with the Pain Tour. So.
Brought some ringers for that karaoke contest. You can all call me Roger Penske.
Yeah.
Molly's the captain bringing all the winners to the karaoke.
Right.
For sure.
Although I didn't podium, so.
You know, I got second place, but I'm calling race control.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure, I think you were robbed.
I think I was robbed too, but you know.
I think they changed the scoring metrics on us.
They sure did. I didn't even get asked questions about which drivers I liked, so I wasn't even given the opportunity for bonus points. So I'm calling bullshit on that.
All right.
Yeah,
well.
I answered Joseph when I clearly should have answered Tony Kanaan, but how did that work out, boys? How did it work out?
Yeah.
Yep. Tony. Along with quite a few other people, did not finish the race.
Yeah. So that was a nice way to end it. I think hanging out with a
it was
tour.
That was very fun.
It was, yeah. Highlight of my trip for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Yeah, doing some karaoke. I mean, I love karaoke anytime, any day, like sober, drunk. Some people are like, oh, I'd have to be so drunk. I'm like, I will sing karaoke sober right now. Like,
you're like, let's go.
Yeah. So no, that was very fun. I'm glad we did that. And they had quite the setup, man. Their tent
sure
had
did.
Two fucking chandeliers, a disco ball, like
there was a light in the porta potty, which I appreciated it.
That's just classy.
Yeah.
That's just classy.
That's just
right there.
Forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So, and then Holly gave us a ride home. So thanks again, Holly.
Oh,
we really
that was
appreciated that.
Clutch.
Yeah. And I was 100% going to buy a lift because
oh,
I was like, I'm
yeah.
not,
no,
not
we're
walking.
Not, we're not walking
yeah,
at that
late. I already
late
chafed
night.
At that point. Not
yeah.
walking
nope.
Nope.
Like I wore a checkered swimsuit that I regret.
100% regretted that decision.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was very fun. And then Saturday. Mm-hmm. We had kind of a nice, chill day here at the house.
We did. We
did. We ran to the track for a little bit.
Say, Julia, Anna, and I did a quick track run, but just to kind of do some, like, secondary things, like get a scanner, buy some merch.
Buy some merch.
Yep.
Got a cute Joseph shirt and some onesies for my niece.
Oh, my gosh. So I can't with those onesies.
Get it, pass it up, yeah.
Mm. I get it.
Yeah.
My niece has a couple of onesies from there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then we had some people over here. Overall, it was a nice day. It was hot, but yeah, it was a good day.
We got that rain, and I think the rain helped in the evening.
It definitely did. But yeah, that rain came out of fucking nowhere.
Yep. It was Indiana.
We were just sitting out there, and, like, we felt a few sprinkles, and we looked up, and we were like, oh, it's not going to do anything. It's still light. And then all of a sudden, just 15 minutes later, opened up, and it was a monsoon.
Yeah. Sounds about right for Indiana.
Just, yeah. With no warning, no thunder, just all of a sudden, just straight downpour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me being the token millennial of the group, I just had to grab all the electronics and run.
So. The rest of us grabbed the food.
Yeah.
Yep.
And priorities.
We're sprinting to get food out of different places.
I've never seen drunk people move that fast in my life. It was like...
It was comical.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We all just scattered.
Yeah.
Oh, that was very funny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, good time.
Yeah.
Good time. So thanks everybody who came out on Saturday night. And, was it? It was Tim and Kurt came over.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the pain tour.
Yeah, so... So yeah, so that was fun too.
Yeah, they came and see how we party, which right. was...
Played some Kings with us.
A lot more chill. We were a lot chiller on Saturday, I think.
We were, yeah.
But we have been going hard, so...
Yeah, we've been drinking a lot. I'm worried I'm going to have the shakes when I go back to work this week.
I mean, it's... I started drinking at 10 a.m. just to nurse it.
Yeah.
Just to come on down.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to have to ease into being sober for an entire day, because that has not been the case in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for that one day I went to work. I will say that on air. Did not drink that day.
Officially on the record, did not drink that day.
Yeah. I've drank every day for the last 2 weeks.
I get it.
Yeah, yep. I'm just wondering when I can put vodka in this orange juice and drink it.
Now. Anytime. Now. Soon,
pretty soon here, yeah.
Anytime. I mean, it's after 10. There's no judgment.
Yep. All right, well, let's get on to race day.
Let's do it.
So, pre-race, we popped over to the snake pit.
Because we... had never been, actually.
We had not ever been, and so we just wanted to see what was going on, and so we followed our Snapchat. We got some fun videos.
We will never go again.
No.
Yeah, once was enough.
Nope.
And seriously, I don't know how you people do the EDM at 7:15. I mean, like, I get it, because at one point I was like, okay, I feel like this has definitely, like, I'm more awake than I was.
Yeah, it woke us up.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was just, like, my body's fight or flight response.
Just a lot of bass.
Yeah, then my body was like, I don't know what's happening, but you need to be ready to bolt.
There might be a riot.
Yeah, like, head on a swivel.
You know, I can't believe how many of those girls were wearing flip-flops. Like, you know, none of them went home with shoes after
this. Oh, God, no.
Can you imagine walking
Snake
around?
Snake has eaten many a flip-flop.
That it was just a giant mud pit by the end of the day. That picture with just, like, shoes and things. I mean, there could have been bodies in there. You don't know.
Apparently, there were no arrests made this year in the Snake Pit.
Wow.
Yeah, 100%. That was from ISP.
Really?
Yeah. No arrests were made at the Snake Pit today. It was too hot. Nobody was arrested.
That's funny. Well, they also made it 18 and up.
That might be why, then.
Yeah.
Well, you can still get...
You can still get, yeah, underage. But I don't think that you can take... Can you take coolers in the Snake Pit? No.
No.
So, yeah.
Interesting,
which,
though.
One of the many reasons that it's... It's funny that they call it the Snake Pit, because it's really not like the Snake Pit of old.
Oh, no.
But yeah, you can't take coolers in. So, yeah, so they're not going to get underage, because if you try to use a fake at the track, you're a fucking idiot.
I'm just thinking other people can buy and get it to you. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I've seen that happen.
I have seen that happen.
But that's fascinating. There weren't a ton of arrests, period, over the weekend, but...
I just think, A, it was too hot, so... As much as you had to try to get arrested, you had to doubly try to get arrested. And B, the troublemakers are the ones who get drunk, and they're just passing out. I mean, taken to medical.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's probably true. Like, none of them even made it anywhere.
Yeah.
They just dropped like flies.
People who got arrested were treated medically and released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happened this year.
Yeah.
And they were putting out tweets saying that EMS was overrun by people, right? It was crazy. It was just so hot.
I think, like, the front stretch, what did I see? Somebody tweeted out, like, over... 200, or am I thinking that number too high?
I think it's too high, but like the front stretch was, I think like 113 or 115.
I mean, even Dario's
degrees.
Wife collapsed on
the
bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and God, they got to her safely and got her back on her feet. But yeah, I mean, it's hot and you're standing on that.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I thought I was going to collapse a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just dripping sweat.
You were.
It was not cute at all.
No.
That's I had my UV umbrella, too.
That's why there were only two pictures of us from the grid, because we were literally just drenched.
Yeah, like, you literally could see, like, my dress from, like, waist up was just completely wet.
It was.
At one point, I was like, I should just have somebody, like, just dump water on me, because I'm already wet, like, and, like, at least cold water would feel good.
Yeah, it would just dry.
For a minute.
And
think there was any cold water. That
we had. No, there was not. Every time I went anywhere for water, they were like, it's not cold. And finally, at some point, I was like, I don't care. I'm just dehydrated.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be cold. I was like, I haven't peed in hours. And last time it was brown and sludgy.
Like,
I just need water.
This might I'm going not go into well.
Kidney failure here. I'll take your lukewarm Dasani.
Felt cold to us, though. It right? felt yeah. cold.
Like, is it less than 100 degrees? Because that's what I am right now. So, yeah, nope, no, that's fine.
That's cold to me.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that grid was...
Second hottest race on record, is that what they said?
They keep going back and forth because at one point they said we tied for hottest, so I don't know.
I also did hear on the PA new track record hottest race in history.
So, apparently there's some confusion as to...
Yeah.
Whether or not.
Definitely
well,
in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
Not top two.
Yeah. Well, I was I was present for the other one that we may or may not have surpassed, and it was equally as not fun. So, you know, there's a point of cold where, like, you get to 20 below, and it's like, what's the temperature? It doesn't matter. It's cold.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't need to know the specifics of, like, oh, it's negative 23 or it's negative 19. It's all bullshit cold. That's how I feel about anything greater than 92 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know the exact temperature here in India. It's just, it's fucking cold. It's humid as hell. Or hot. It's fucking hot. It's humid as hell.
It's like drowning out here. I'm used to the New Mexico dry heat, not the...
It is like drowning.
It's like suffocating.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. It can steal your breath away.
Yeah.
That's a song.
I think that's a, that's like a horror movie, I think, too.
The humidity will get you. Indiana horror movie.
Yeah, that was what we lived through. So, yeah, and I love our seats, except when it's a hot day like that, we get zero airflow.
No air at all.
At least we had the shade, though.
That's true. We were not in the sun.
God in heaven.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been torture.
Well.
So, but yeah, but it's very fun to be on the grid. Very cool.
Well, but, cool as in awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was nice to be, well, and for a little bit, we had been corralled into this area that was shaded by the pagoda. And I was like, I could hang here for a little bit. That's fine. Because it had a decent breeze or in the shade. And I was like, all right, we could stay here for a bit. But yeah, we got to be up close and personal with the Borg.
Yeah.
We got to see the green flag land.
Yes.
We'll
fly over.
We'll fly over as it was landing. Yeah. And then we brought out. So yeah. Did get to see some fun stuff.
We did.
So then we made our way back to our seats to join the rest of the crew.
And watch that race.
Watch that race. So started out, I was a little worried when we started out. Because Ed kind of, he took the lead and like just went out. It was follow the leader for a bit.
Yeah.
And I was worried because, you know, and I'm not a person that typically calls races boring. I think that if you find it boring, then you're not paying attention. Usually, because there's always lots of things happening. But it was actually somewhat boring. I mean, Rossi had made, like, a few moves, but he hadn't gotten wild yet. And, yeah, it just looked like nobody was going to catch Carpenter. And I was like, this is going to be a very anticlimactic Indy 500 if he just has this lead out from, like, lap one and just hangs on to it the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, he led, I think it was like the first 30-some-odd laps, was just Ed.
Yeah.
So,
up to the first pit stop, right?
The first pit stop sequence kind of was where things...
Got
shook
a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's 500 miles, and they had to figure out how the car was going to act in that heat. So I think everybody just took it safe. You know, I did not think we were going to get through the first lap without caution.
We did get through lap one, turn one, and no issues. So that was exciting.
Yep, I couldn't believe that. I had made multiple side bets that that the first.
Oh, I'd run my mouth about lap one, turn one.
Yeah, about how the first yellow would be lap one.
It was not. No. Although, I mean, within the first 21 laps, Rossi had moved up to 26th, so.
He was still making moves.
He started making...
Yeah, he put on a show for us.
He sure did.
I'll tell you that much.
He sure did. Yeah, Rossi, I mean, he went from 32nd to 4th.
Yes, at one point he was P3.
That's unreal.
It is, yeah. There was a bit where I was like, oh my god, he's going to podium.
Should have kept him on the fantasy league.
I kept him, that's fine.
That's why you got more points than me.
I'd also like to say hello to everybody else who's suddenly jumping on the Rossi's an amazing driver train. First of all, only about three other people have been calling this since last year. The rest of you, no, you were not. Stop. Stop it. But I mean, 32nd all the way up to 3rd at one point. He did end 4th. So, not too bad.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. So, for everybody who said there weren't passes, were you asleep?
Yeah, there were a shit ton.
Good racing doesn't have to be pack racing, for sure.
Yeah, no. And, yeah, there were even people from, like, 1070 and whatever that had tweeted. And I'm like, yeah, pull it out your ass.
First of all,
There were a ton of passes. There was a ton of action. Like, that first little bit.
Sure, the first 30 laps, everybody trying to figure shit out. Like you said,
I'll give you that. Yeah. Like that, even I was like, all right, kids, what are we doing here?
Like, guys, what's happening?
Come on now, let's get it together. But after that, like, it was a hell of a race.
Yes, we had moves. And even up front, I know a lot of people said there weren't passes up front, but like,
there were.
From about 50, so lap 56 to about lap 90, Ed and Tony kept going back and forth with each other. There was a battle up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sorry it wasn't the whole race, but there's moves everywhere. I get tired of people like...
And it's 500 miles.
Right. They can't make passes every single lap for 500. You got to set that pass up like 4 laps back.
Mm-hmm.
And passes were hard in that new car still. They're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
They're hard and didn't help that the heat was so punishing.
Oh, my
either.
God.
Mm-hmm. I think if it would have been a cooler racetrack, we might have seen a little bit closer racing.
But. Oh, definitely.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
Yeah, no, the heat definitely played a part in that. And there wasn't a practice. I mean, we had hot practice days, but nothing was even close to what it was on race day.
No.
So, nobody had prepared for that.
Not at all.
So, I do want to bring up, well, when they were going like, I don't know, 4 or 5 wide on the backstretch. Which is the thinner of the two straightaways on the track, by the way. And so it's like, Dixon was in there, TK was in there, and then Wickens just got caught up in that mess. And it's his first 500, and we were lucky enough to be on the radio, and he just comes over, and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? For fuck's sake! And that might be my favorite part of the Indy 500 from Robert Wickens.
I think that was fantastic.
Fucking kidding me?
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, you know, I think he has something coming to him at Texas.
Yeah.
He's going to notice some things.
I think he's going to have a similar reaction.
We're going to hear that same phrase in Texas.
Oh. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't point out that my first out choice was Davison.
You did win.
And I was correct on that.
You got that one.
Since he was in a car that was, I don't know, driving slightly faster than my Toyota.
Because something broke. Okay.
Is that why you were going slow for, like, the 15 laps prior to that?
Yeah.
Is that why your pit crew called you in and you refused to go in? Three laps in a row?
Three laps.
Before you caused Sato to crash into you?
I can't believe it didn't cause a problem earlier, honestly. And I'm glad it didn't take out more cars with them. That was the only wreck we saw with multiple cars in it this year.
That's true. Every other wreck was just one vehicle.
Just one guy. Yeah, that's not bad.
It could have been much worse than that, so.
It definitely could have been. So, sucks for Sato, though.
Yeah.
But then returning champion gets out on lap 47.
Sucks.
Yeah, it definitely sucks for him.
Just absolutely blows.
Well, he's such a nice guy.
He's very, very nice.
Yeah.
I will say it bodes very well, though, that the tires touched and Sato didn't go flying up into the air.
That's true.
What those wheel pods were for.
Yeah.
On the DW12.
Yeah.
To prevent again. So, when they took him away, there was some worry about that, but... I mean, that bodes pretty well for me that he hit him at 200 miles an hour, tires touching, and he came straight back down to the ground.
It very much could have looked like Dixon and Howard's crash last year.
Yeah, it was very similar to that.
Which also, can we stop replaying that now?
Oh,
it's been a year.
God.
How many times are we going to see
Can
that
we stop
crash?
Replaying that crash now?
Right. No, it'll forever.
I mean,
it'll be in every pre-race for the Indy 500 forever.
Like, I'm so tired of seeing it.
Like, okay, it happened last year. We have more shit we can show this year.
Yeah, like let's move on.
Mm-hmm. God. Let's see. We should probably talk about Danica.
Oh, we should.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's not how she wanted to go out.
No.
That's not how anybody wanted this year to go out.
No.
No.
Well, no, I'm sure there's actually plenty of people who want this year to go out that way, but I don't really care for their opinion.
Yeah.
No, I don't either. I mean, but so first of all, to everybody who hates her, she was on the radio within the first 5 laps talking. I mean, you're the one, Juliana, who heard it. Her car was loose.
Yeah. She's definitely saying she was loose. You know, I think that the heat caught her out.
Mm-hmm.
As it caught out most other teams. I think, I don't know, it was just rough conditions. And she wasn't the first nor the last to go out in that way. And there were some big names that went out that way.
Right.
And nobody's going to give Tony Kanaan any shit for it.
No. Mm-hmm. And turn 2 is different because that's the track temp in turn 2 is vastly different than every other turn because of all of the shade it still gets. So yeah, you're going to hit that turn.
And you hit wind up there.
And wind and get set up for everything else. But turn two, I mean, turn one is rough, but turn two will bite you in the race.
It's been, what,
you can ask Bourdais and Hench about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, what, 7 years since she was in this kind of open wheel car. I mean, she accomplished a lot, and I think...
She sure did.
Mm-hmm. If anybody has anything else to say about it, they can get off their couch and try to drive a go-kart, nonetheless, an IndyCar.
I agree.
Yeah.
I it sucks. Yeah. I don't think that's how she wanted to go out.
No, I hate that. I hate that she didn't finish, just because I've seen her finish and do well at Indy. I really wanted that to be her last race experience.
Absolutely. I mean, she had five top tens out of six Indy 500s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she wasn't a bad bet to put in a top 10 or top 5 in for...
Hell no.
No, not at all.
And, you know, I think the year she didn't finish in the top 10 was when Ryan Briscoe took her out in the pits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that wasn't of her own volition, and she rose in the top 5 when that was happening, so.
Yeah. So, sad day.
Yeah.
Sad day for Danica fans and for Danica on that one. But she's retired now.
Yeah.
So.
As she said last night, she's going to go drink wine, and I'll tell you what, I'm not mad at that answer. Yep, what are you going to do? I'm going to go drink. Okay.
Go drink and host the ESPYs.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun for her.
Yeah, that will be.
She's got a little bit of a wry humor about her, and I'm like, okay.
She does.
This is going to be fun.
I caught her as she was running out of the Victory Banquet yesterday, and she was very kind, gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she was wonderful, and that was a big moment for me, you know? I grew up racing go-karts, and we would put her liveries on my car. She was my hero, so it was a big moment for me to meet her, and she couldn't have been more kind or gracious. So
again.
So for all of you who want to talk smack about how she's not nice, maybe it's just because 50 million people are mobbing her at the same time at a racetrack. So just, why don't you just put it in perspective a little bit?
Yeah.
So, because yeah, like you said, she was very nice last night.
I mean, and we've seen it where she's been very nice to other people too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're not running up trying to get an autograph, you're just saying like, thank you and whatnot. Maybe she's nice instead of demanding stuff from her.
Well, and also like, you got to remember she's a woman.
Yes.
And so maybe as a man, like, don't come up aggressive, period. No matter whether you mean it aggressive or not, like, maybe just be aware of your body language and how you're approaching somebody. Because she's 5'2".
Yeah.
And she's a woman. Like, I'm 5'8". And there are still men that have come up to me, like, and I'm like, whoa. Like, whoa, buddy, what the fuck?
Easy there, partner.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like, maybe just remember that as well. Yeah. So, but yeah. I'm glad that she ended at Indy.
I am too. I love that she's like, no, I'm not coming back. Like,
right?
They were good
like,
on you.
They were like, are you going to come back next year? Oh, God, no. That was her
fair
answer.
Enough.
God, no.
I get it. I get it 100%. No, that's, I agree not to come in.
The cat is being very sweet.
The cat is being extremely sweet right now as we sit inside the air conditioning.
Just being adorable.
Yeah, we weren't recording outside today.
No, although if we were, you could hear cars in the background.
That's true. They're doing some two-seater rides today.
Which I'm about to go do in about 2 hours here.
This is going
to
be exciting.
Very exciting. All right, so...
Well, the track also did not give a fuck about a lot of fan favorites.
No, the track was a... she was a heartless bitch this year.
She was... She was just... Nope.
Hateful.
Hateful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, took out Hench...
Early on.
On bump day, yeah.
And we should have known. She was like, I can take Hench out. What else can I do?
What else
right?
can I do?
Seriously.
I could not be stopped.
TK Elio.
That
was a huge one.
Yeah, he crashed going into pit lane.
We're not laughing at Elio. We're laughing at the cat.
Yeah. I know. You're an Elio fan. I know. She's cooing over there. She was very upset.
She was.
You
but
know, it was pretty amazing to see him get out, though, and the cheers coming from the
right, when
stands for him.
We were lucky enough. We sit across and he was walking down, and just watching the applause build down as he was walking past was amazing. And I think he talked about it, too, that he got out, like, super pissed.
Yeah.
And then, like, he felt, I think he just felt it. And he
yeah,
was like,
I think within, like, 30
all
seconds,
right.
He was pulling off his helmet pissed. And then I think he heard everybody, and the smile came out.
Yeah.
Right, and he was waving.
You know, the classic Elio thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I'd have been just as pissed.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and 300,000 people cheer you on, it's kind of hard to be mad.
You're like,
it's not
right.
a bad day when you're
all
in Indy,
right.
regardless of what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, that was sad about Elio. TK got out.
TK got out.
Ed Jones.
God. I think they had to put Ed through concussion protocol.
Yeah,
they did.
He hasn't been cleared. He was checked and released, but he still needs to be cleared for Detroit.
Yeah. Bourdais was out.
Yep.
Which
I didn't realize
that
he's...
That was a squirrely accident Bourdais
Yeah, he like accident. Spun.
Yeah, I mean, he like tried to get it back a few times. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize he was 39. We were looking that up last night.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that puts a lot more.
He's a little bit. He just seems younger than that. Like he looks younger than that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that puts last year's accident really in perspective.
Definitely. Who else? Jones. Well, Sage's tire flew off across the live track, and that scared the shit out of all of us.
You know, Sage was my my pick for first out, so I wasn't wrong.
You weren't.
I wasn't right.
You were technically not wrong.
No.
You just weren't first.
Yes. I mean, the boy just has a lot to prove, and as opposed to somebody like Zach Veach, who has more of a season to work towards and has a little bit more patience, I don't think we've seen Sage develop patience as a driver, and I think about that time in the race, it's like get to the front,
mm-hmm.
or crash, and I think a lot of the time that leads into a crash.
That would make sense because it's about 150, and that's the time when you got to start.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was rough. I never want to see anybody crash.
No.
But you know, he was my pick for first out. So.
Also, Zach Veach's car. I don't even know.
That was wild.
Caught on fire.
Twice.
I mean, huge fireball. We were literally right in front of Zach Veach's pit. And, I mean,
I would like to apologize to everybody around us for screech.
Yeah.
Screeching. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were screeches. Like, I was yelling at them to put it off. They're like, okay, we got it. Thanks.
Right. Yeah, that was crazy. I don't think I've seen something like that since TK's fire. I don't know how many seasons ago. A long time ago at Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it had something to do with the heat and the
well, it happened once.
It happened three times.
He came back. It happened again. And they're like, maybe we should get, like, they came over the radio and, like, go get the spare fuel probe. And then it happened again. And somebody else had a spark, too. It was whoever was on the other side of Zach. There was a bit of a spark, too.
Stefan or on the other
side? Opposite, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't think.
I don't remember who it was. Well, I'll tell you what I loved about...
Maybe, no.
No, he was higher up.
Yeah.
What I loved about the first fire is that, like, as he's peeling out, Stefan's pit crew just has, like, a Rubbermaid tote full of water that they just throw over the wall.
You can see in one of the Instagram photos this Rubbermaid container just in the air. And I mean... It was not funny at the time.
No.
But seeing that photo of like this Rubbermaid container just flying through
right,
the air.
Right, just water coming out of it. Like just.
That was funny.
And I heard the crowd cheer loud quite a few times. I think the second loudest after Elio was every time Zach Veach successfully did a pit stop without catching fire after that. I think we're all very happy to see him because he's the nicest kid.
Right.
Such a good guy. I think that really hindered his race. He had to sit there at least a couple seconds every time for them to
gas
the car before he could drive off. It definitely hurt him.
Yeah, so. Because they were like, all right, we're going to spray you down extra this time, buddy. And they're like, okay. And he just sat there. And I think that really screwed his race.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
It's unfortunate.
Although I will say, he was the sweetest person last night. Oh my gosh, we met him at the victory banquet.
That is the most normal human interaction I might have had in 4 days out here. And, like, you know, I talk to a driver and I just start getting all crazy and my voice shakes and I start to cry. But Zach is just such a cool, normal guy that it was just having a conversation with.
I like that he got excited, and then we got excited more, and then he got excited more, and I thought to myself, we could never interview him.
No, we end up in the stratosphere.
Just,
like,
this will never happen.
Yeah, making sounds that only dogs can hear.
Yeah, exactly. Because we were like, we're so happy you're excited. He's like, oh my God, we're so excited. We're like, oh my God, we're so excited that you're so excited. And it just kept going, and I was like, this is not going to end well.
Right. Finally, I was like, can we take a picture?
Can we all stop talking for a minute?
We need a reset.
Yeah, all the other drivers were running to their cars.
That was the race to win.
And he's just like sauntering.
He's like, it's cool. I'm stuck here for a while anyway. Just
right. We're like, do you need to go? He's like, oh no, they're not gonna have my car for a minute.
Here.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Because he didn't send anybody down to get his car early, like other people did. Yeah. Emma went down to get the car for Scott.
No, let's not talk about my other interaction with Scott Dixon. That's two out of two interactions with Scott.
Oh, gosh.
God in heaven.
You know that moment when you're just standing and you turn around and run right into Scott Dixon?
That's how I happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you go, oh!
Whoa!
And just throw your hands up.
He made the same noise. He was like,
ooh. And like, both of us were like, oh, God! Sorry,
that's
Scott.
Okay. Joseph was walking past.
You're like when two birds fly into each other in the sky.
Yeah. Exactly.
When we first got to the banquet, I was totally freaking out. Just grabbed two glasses of wine and just downed them. And I'm standing there. just in awe, and Joseph walks by and says, excuse me, and I was like, yeah, sure, and then I turn, and I swear my eyes came 5 feet out of my head,
it was one of my favorite moments.
Standing right there, and she saw the look on my face, and, you know, that was just I had a fangirl moment.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
It happens. We all have those moments.
We do.
There's no shame in our game.
Right? I went with the power move instead. When he walked by, I was like, hey, Joe. And he was like, hey. And then I just turned around and went back to my conversation. And so he did a double take. I should know who that is. Because that's the game I like to play. Because I know that I can only hold it together for, like, this long. And yeah. So I just pull out the power move, and then I just turn around.
Like, all right, get out of here. Get out of here.
I'm not that cool. I'm not that cool at all.
It depends
on
the
driver.
I was
not that cool last year. I'll say that.
Nope.
Well, see, maybe next year I'll be like...
And you know what? I didn't yell at anybody on the escalator this year.
First of all, let's just clap that out for a minute, all right? No yelling on the escalator.
Well, to be fair, we didn't really see many drivers on the escalator.
That's also true.
We were standing by Joseph on the escalator.
If we did...
On the way down.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when I dropped my, this is the real race.
Yes.
Which was a brilliant line.
You did. That was a great line.
You're all welcome. You're all welcome. I'm here. I'm here all night.
Right. Tip your waitresses. All right, well.
Well, Willpower won. We should probably talk about who won the damn race.
Willpower, who, when he crossed the finish line, just was screaming.
Just yelling.
Respect me.
But, like, at first it was just like, ah! Like, he was literally just screaming at the top of his lungs.
Just complete psycho.
Just complete, yeah. And then.
Willpower's excited face is apparently cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, it is the wildest face. Like, it looks like he's about to, like, drop a bomb. Like,
yeah, right? He's some maniacal scientist who's
yes.
like, this is how it ends! Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Respect.
This is how the world ends.
Respect me.
Respect me, motherfuckers!
Okay, Clara, I wasn't sure if I could say it.
So
first.
Oh, yeah. No, that's my favorite.
We thought that was, like, a joke. Like, somebody had recorded that. Turns out, no, that is
nope,
what
that
said.
Was real.
What he actually said.
And you know what? Fair enough. Respect him, motherfuckers.
Respect
yeah,
him, motherfuckers.
Respect him, motherfuckers.
And, if that's not on a t-shirt next year.
Yeah, if that's not,
if that's not a t-shirt by this weekend.
I'm sorely disappointed. I would like to buy that t-shirt and just wear it
under
my suit jacket. Just be like, respect me, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Ah, why not?
Take it to work. Respect me, motherfuckers.
Just rolling.
Show of hands.
Wearing the shirt. Show of hands. Who respects me?
I mean, that makes me like Will more.
Yeah.
That respect me, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like,
because sometimes we have that weird love-hate with Will.
We do.
And I want to point out, I did not pick him for this race, so he won.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, you can't deny Will Power as a driver.
No.
He's incredible. He's going to go down in the same names as Unser, Andretti.
Oh, absolutely.
AJ Foyt, for sure, no matter how you feel about him. And you know, those guys who are at the top of the list for all-time wins, they're not necessarily the most liked. They weren't at the time, they are now.
Yeah.
And I think that's how Will Power is going to be.
Oh, I agree.
And it's amazing to see him win on an oval, because there were a few seasons where he just could not finish an oval race. He couldn't do it, and he was losing championships because he was constantly crashing out at ovals. So I think it's really awesome to see him win on the oval.
Oh, gotcha.
It absolutely is. Well, and really, I feel like this Indy 500 win was a long time coming for him, because he's tied with, what is it, Al Jr. that he's tied with for most wins, and he's beaten the record for most poles.
I saw a stat that says he's the most... accomplished all-around driver, including ovals and road courses.
I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Well, I know last year they talked about how he and Dixon are the two most easily adaptable drivers. Like,
absolutely.
They're the two most versatile. Mm-hmm. If it's a new track, track conditions change, like, the two of them.
Yeah, you can always put your money on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, I think that, that win was a long time coming, and he's not even close to being done with his career.
Absolutely
so.
Not.
Oh, no. He's going to go for... quite some time, I still think.
Yeah. I'm happy that he won. I'm also happy that he didn't bitch about anything.
Yeah.
Because you know that...
Because that's the only thing that I don't like about him, is that I feel like he bitches a lot.
Yeah.
But none of that this weekend. I mean, he was like, the car was great, the tires were great.
I won.
Respect me, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Liz
like, you know
was
what?
So excited.
Oh.
It was so great to see her so excited.
Yeah.
And Beau was adorable.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
They got the water bottle back, which is cute. Somebody thought to grab that. Put it in its own little case next to the baby Borg.
Yep, he came
fantastic.
In.
Fantastic.
First, poor Ed. Second place.
Yeah.
So close. It was his first podium at Indy, though.
Yeah.
Well.
So.
I mean, he put on quite a show this this month for sure.
Yeah, they sure did.
That whole team did. ECR yeah. as a whole did.
Yeah, it was yeah, definitely. Yeah, they did. They got, I think the two out of the three just kind of got screwed because Spencer had a drive through.
Mm-hmm.
And Danica's crash, but yeah, they started out strong.
They sure did.
Absolutely. With old Eddie came in second. And then, of course, Dixon in third. Okay.
Like a boss.
Yeah, just Dixon things.
The only two teams that have all their drivers in the top nine were Penske and ECR. That's a pretty good company to put yourself in with Penske.
Yeah, it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it is. Well, I got almost no points this
week.
Yeah,
this did not work out very well for me.
Nope. I went with who I wanted. Like, I would have enjoyed seeing Alia win his fourth, so I picked him. Got no points.
No points.
Picked Pagano for top five. Came in sixth.
Damn it.
Picked Kanaan for top 10. He didn't even finish.
No.
But Davison for first out, so suck it, Davison.
Got that point.
Yes.
Got the first out point. So I picked Ed for first. He came in second, so I get the podium 0.5.
Yep.
Very nice.
It's a half point podium.
Yep.
Did not get anything for Danica. Got a point for Pagano.
You lucky bitch.
Yes, 7-9. And then I thought Lace was going to stuff it. You know?
I was surprised by that.
I was too. I was really throwing some shade his way.
Yeah, I really thought that he was going to get squirrely and like push too hard. And
oh, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I put first Marco. You know, I would just really like to see that Andretti curse lifted someday. He was fast all month.
He was.
He did make a joke last night at the victory banquet that he wants to do it on the 50th anniversary of Mario's win, not the 49th. So we'll see. Maybe next year will be the year. Top five, I put Danica. Unfortunately, that didn't work out.
No.
Top 10, TK. Goddamn. What is happening?
It happens.
And then first out, I put Sage. So, not entirely wrong, but not entirely right.
He did get out.
He did get out.
But there is no point to saying that he is going to get out.
And also, can we... somebody needs to... Well, you know, and I don't think they can even take ADD meds, even if they need them, because it counts as, like, performance enhancing, but that's Sage's problem. The kid's young and he has ADD. Like...
Yeah.
500... The Indy 500 is just too long of a race for him. If you're going to put him in a one-off, just do a shorter race.
Oh, no, I think this was the furthest he got into the Indy 500.
That's what I'm saying.
Run, so, I mean, maybe next year he'll make it that extra 50.
I was going to say, yeah, it's 154 laps. Just 50 more next time, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
You were so close.
So close.
But you know what? If you go by percentages, it's still a D.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is still a D. That's still below average.
You know what that is? That's a D and F, and eh.
Yeah.
No points for trying. Well, no, I think he got some monies.
Yeah, he did get some.
He did.
I'm sure it all went to the repair of the
even Davison got like $200,000.
I was like, how much do I get just for showing up?
Right? I'm like, shit, I've got student loans.
Yeah,
right?
How much did I pay to be here?
Right?
I don't get money.
Like, shit, I'm in the red just from watching this thing. He crashes, gets $200,000. This is bullshit.
I stayed in my stand, in my seat the entire... I didn't get up.
I caused nobody else to crash.
I didn't even leave my seat the whole race. Do I get money?
I had to pee once. I had to do it. I drank too much vodka before the race.
I think I just sweated everything out.
Yeah, that's another way to get it out.
I also needed to get more water.
Yeah, I needed a pretzel. It was the shortest line, and I needed to put some food in me because I did not want to keel over at the Indy 500.
Yeah. So
final thoughts on any lingering thoughts on the race?
It was a good year.
Yeah. Good year. Excited to see what next year brings. I'm excited to see what Texas brings after this. I think Texas is usually... Indy can be a pretty good precursor to Texas, I think. So I'm excited to see what happens there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for having me, ladies. This has been like the best weekend. I don't even know
how... Oh my gosh, thanks for coming.
Go back to Albuquerque anymore.
Just watch the races, I guess.
From the back room at my job. They're like, where'd Juliana go? She's in the back watching the race. Don't tell anybody.
Race is on?
Oh, there's a race on. She's not working right now. Mm-hmm. She's here getting paid, but she's not working. Actively working.
Actively.
Yeah, the hosts don't seat me during the first laps of the race and the last laps of the race. I tell them no tables for the next 20 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I hope none of my bosses are listening to this. Probably not.
Probably
not. Nah. No, probably not. I pull mine up on my phone with some earplugs, so... If it's well, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, usually it's not the races for me, it's the practice sessions, but I'll put it in and listen as I work.
Yep.
Yeah. Something might happen. Oh,
yeah. Right. And then I have to pause it. Somebody hits a call out, I pause it, go in, handle it, come back out. I'm like, all right.
What happened?
Then I can't get on Twitter because then I'm behind.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about Texas as well.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Iowa as well.
I just like watching Iowa.
Yeah.
I do, too. But yeah, it's sad that, you know, we got a little post-Indy 500 depression. You know, it's always bittersweet.
You know, it's a lot better when you have things to look forward to, like the Victory Banquet and a two-seater ride.
It's true. So. Having the Victory Banquet really does kind of cap off the weekend.
It does. It kind of carries you through, and then I'm like, all right, like, Detroit, which is not my favorite race, is coming up. Yeah. Then after that, we hit, you know, Texas, and then it's Road America. I think there's a week in between that we're off.
Yeah.
Father's Day weekend.
We're going to Pocono.
And then, yeah, we've got Pocono. Yeah, we got
Pocono.
Like, there's other races coming up that I'm, you know, excited we'll be at, so.
And a lot of them are places that we have not traveled to before, so yeah. We've got a lot of exciting things to look forward to. I would say this is probably the least depressed I've been after an Indy 500.
I would agree with that.
You know, we'll see how I feel on the plane ride home tonight.
Well, I think that's going to be when you feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow morning when I'm sitting at my desk, I'm like, wait a minute, all week? I have to work all week?
Yeah, it's going to be so hard to work.
I'm not going back to the track tomorrow? No?
What?
This needs to change.
I call bullshit.
I think this should change.
I call bullshit on this.
What about Victory Banquet? Anything else anybody want to talk about?
They should rethink the tablecloths.
They should rethink the tablecloths.
Yeah.
We did put a lot on our social media.
We did. We did put a lot on our social media. And if you don't follow us, you should. You can find us, you can find everything on our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. You can find us on Instagram at fastcarsfastgirls and Twitter at fastcars317. Our Snapchat is fastcars, then FSTGRLS. Doesn't matter because it's all expired by now, but you should have been following us this weekend. But, you know, stay tuned to that for any races that we're out of town. You'll get some live stuff. I will be, as I did save all the videos from the snake pit, so we will post those.
Okay, cool.
Everything was saved.
Oh, that's what we do. I think
there were some great people watching. I did not, because I did not have my phone on me. I was so disappointed. But one of the times when I went to the bathroom before we went on the grid, there was a guy. You know, they had like those Chevys just hanging out by the food court by the Pagoda Plaza.
Yeah.
And there was a very large man, with Daisy Duke shorts, cowboy boots, American flag something. I don't remember where. But his shirt was open.
I don't know where.
There was American flag somewhere on his body. And his shirt was open. And he was, like, grinding up on, like, this big Chevy truck. And then he was, like, posing with it. Like, he was, like, a bikini model.
Oh, God.
And it was beyond entertaining. And that might have been the highlight of my morning.
Yeah.
Actually, on race day. And I was like, damn it, I left my phone over there.
Why, God,
I saw a lot of men that I didn't anticipate seeing.
Yeah.
A lot more of them than you anticipated seeing?
Yeah, a lot more of them than I anticipated. Many Daisy Dukes, many Speedos.
We call that style dirtball chic here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a style all its own to the Indy 500.
And you can't describe it. You got to just be there for it.
Well, I mean, it's so hot, they can wear whatever they want. It's just like, damn, dude, put some sunscreen on, please.
Well, that's the bigger
part. Oh, and the people that put on sunscreen creatively so that their burn would, like...
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lord.
That's commitment.
Good luck.
I hope the gynecologist laughs when he cuts that skin cancer off of you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In the shape
of McAfee and the number one.
Man.
Also, I do want to say... For anybody who stayed in Lot 2, glad you made it out alive, because not everybody did.
Apparently,
they found a dead body on Monday morning.
That's horrifying.
Right, Monday afternoon, actually.
Yeah.
After, I assume the smell was what alerted other campers to the area.
In this heat? Yeah.
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 So, it does not appear to have been a homicide or anything like that, but yeah, very sad, though, for that person and their family and all that. So, yeah. Hope it wasn't anything. Hopefully it was, like, just something random and not due to the heat or something like that could have been helped, had there been other people around. Like, maybe it was just, a sudden heart attack or something.
No, I'm,
easy. I'm sure we'll find out more.
Yeah, well, yeah, alcohol poisoning plus heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I mean, because you absolutely can die from that, so.
Yeah.
Let's get into Detroit.
It's time to go on to Detroit because we got to keep going.
I guess.
We do. So, they've been there on and off since 82.
Yep.
Driver with the most wins, Alio. Team with the most wins, Penske. Obviously. Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker.
No surprise there.
Yep. Lap record was in 2012 by Dixon.
Yeah.
One went 10 seconds, point 3162. It is a double header.
Yes, it is.
So, 2 days in a row, back to back. I would say it's probably the least well-liked race of the season overall.
If it was one, and if it wasn't right after the Indy 500.
Well, and like if they ran it backwards the next day, right. You know, like
something cool, something
but different. Not just the same race you twice in a row.
It's just that's a parade. If people wanted to say that the Indy 500 is a parade, no, Detroit that's a parade. Is going to be a parade.
Detroit is a parade,
and it's going to be a Penske parade at it too.
Oh yeah.
So past results. I skipped. Let's see. It's 70 laps. 2.35 miles per lap, total distance of 164.5 miles.
Yeah.
Past results, 2015, race one, Will had the pole, and winners were Munoz, Andretti, and Pagenaud. The race was called after 47 laps due to rain.
Yeah, it was rain on 2015 because the second race, quals got rained out, so they did a standings determined by points, so they had to shorten the race because of time, so they ended up getting in about 68 laps. It was Bourdais, Sato, and Rahal. As they always do with rain races, there was a huge issue with tires. They started off on wet tires, but then teams started to switch to dry tires, and people were crashing because some cars were damp and some cars weren't.
Which might have been the most exciting Detroit has ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2016, Pagenaud won the pole, race one, and then Bourdais, Daly, and Montoya were your podium for that, and race two again.
Daly.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I remember that.
He led for a bit, I believe, in that one. Race two, Pagenaud again had the pole, and then it was Power, Pagenaud, RHR. And as we all remember last year, Graham swept both races. He got the pole the first one, so Rahal won the pole race one, then it was Rahal, Dixon, Hinch. Race two, Sato had the pole, and then it was Rahal, Newgarden, Power. Whew, boy, we just, plowed through that.
We sure did. So, our drinking game, on to the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, anytime somebody mentions that Graham swept both the races last year.
Yeah, you gotta take a drink.
Take a drink.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody mentions that Roger Penske owns the place.
Take a drink.
No, I didn't write mine down. I'm behind. Oh, and every time they mention Will Power being IndyCar champ, or Indy 500 champ, clearly, which will be brought up many times.
Ad nauseum.
Yes.
So, you should be very careful in this race.
And this counts for both races. Even though it's a dual race, we're just going to do everything for both races.
Yep.
That's just how we do things here.
Right. If you're not changing the race, I'm not changing my games or my picks. So
I think that works.
We're only making one set of picks as well.
Yeah. Not your fault. All
right,
nope.
Who you got?
All right. First, I'm going to say Power.
Okay. Ooh, bold choice.
Yeah.
Bold choice.
Okay. I feel like he's coming off of a high, and I feel like he is just going to lay the smack down.
Okay.
Top five, I'm picking Joey New.
Okay.
Top 10, Rahal.
Okay.
First out, Sato.
All right.
Alrighty.
I'm still writing hers down.
Yep.
Go for it.
You're good. So first, I put down Newgarden. That's my boy. I think he has something to come back for. He needs to get some points back from Indy from Will Power.
Yep.
Top five, I'm going to put Power because I don't necessarily think he'll win, but I think he'll have a strong showing after. And like we said, it is a Penske track. Top 10, I put Rahal. I would like to put him in first or top five, but he hasn't been qualifying well, and qualifying position very much dictates where you finish in this race.
Yeah.
And first out, I'm going to put King, just because he hasn't been in a car for a while, and it is a new track for him.
That's true. It has been like a month.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I got to go back to my boy. I got Rossi being first. I'm sorry. He's making passes.
Should
not be making passes, so.
On the outside.
On the outside. So I got him for first. You know what? Hinch is coming back. He actually had a few weeks. He wasn't even there last night. He was like, I'm going to stay home on Netflix and chill.
Right? He's like, $200 for a banquet? Nah, I'm cool. to be interviewed by news people and answer the same questions I've answered for the last 2 weeks? Not happening.
I'm going to Uber Eats and shit.
Right? I'll be at home with Becky and Lou. It's cool.
It's cool. I did put Rahal top 10 just because, you know, he's coming on strong. This is we all have him in top 10.
Yeah, we do.
We did not plan this. and then first out, I got Charlie.
I think it's time for some Kimballing action.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get Kimballed.
You know what's interesting? We really haven't... Charlie actually seems to be doing better with Carlin Racing than he did with Del Coyne.
Chip.
I'm all...
Chip. Sorry, Chip Ganassi. It's okay. Sorry, you know, I have, like, no affection towards either one of those people. And in my mind, they just,
They just flip.
Chip, yes, it was Chip. Yes. Chip likes winners.
Ganassi likes winners.
Yeah. But, yeah, he actually has been doing better with Carlin than he did with Ganassi.
So we'll see.
Might be a more productive place for him to be.
Yeah, he might be getting... Yeah. Yeah, more coaching.
You can all say that now, but as soon as he crashes somebody out, the text chain is going to be lit.
It will be lit.
They're like, what was that you bitches were saying? Mm.
GTF. I mean, it's still early in the season, but...
It's still early.
You know, it would be nice to see, you know, his name stop being a verb.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think it's a safe choice.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well... We should white flag this.
As much as I hate to white flag May, we gotta white flag May.
We do. Oh,
man, guys.
I know it.
That hurts my heart.
I know.
All right, final thoughts.
Final thoughts, man. Thank you so much for having me out here. This has been so much fun. Ugh. I'm, like, not gonna cry, but I'm gonna cry on the way home. This was amazing, and I'm so glad I met you. I met you here. I was your first interview, and look at you now. Interviewing. I'm so glad. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Of course.
It was a long month.
Yes.
It was a long, busy month, and hopefully by next year, I don't have to work at all at my day job so that we can just do this, because that was not fun at the very beginning of the month. That was not fun. I'm really excited about all the things we got to do. IndyCar Nation did all kinds of really cool stuff for us, and it's going to let us work with them at future races, and... It was a good month. It was a different year than it's ever been since, you know, we have this podcast that's been growing. And so, but yeah, thanks to you for coming out. Like, that was fun and it was good. It was a good month. I'm sad to see it be over.
I'm sad, but I don't think I have May depression or post any 500 depression, because in 3 weeks we're in Wisconsin, and then in another 3 weeks we'll be in Ohio, and then in another 4 weeks we'll be in the Poconos and Gateway and Portland. So as sad as I am to see May end, I know that we will have more exciting things coming down the pipe, and that's what I'm going to focus on. And again, thanks for coming out. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was. Awesome. It was super fun.
Every time, anytime.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
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 Oh, God, the cat.